Handmaid's Tale actor Bradley Whitford, GOP no longer a functioning political party, it's a hate group. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 20, 2022. The Handmaid's Tale actor Bradley Whitford took to Twitter on Wednesday to claim that the Republican Party is no longer a functioning political party, proclaiming, "It's a hate group." "The GOP is no longer a functioning political party," the West Wing star tweeted. "It's a hate group that worships a con man. Republicans are more upset about patriotic, taxpaying gay Americans who love each other than the Russian war criminal who is killing children," Whitford added in a follow-up tweet. It remains unclear, however, what the actor was referring to. Bradley Whitford is no stranger to putting his political meltdowns on display on the internet. In November, the Get Out actor freaked out over a series of Republican victories in elections across the country, accusing Republicans of embracing a racist Lee Atwater strategy and dismissing parental concerns over education and critical race theory as utter bullshit. Last year, Whitford pushed a Democrat-backed election takeover bill that would gut voter ID requirements. The actor was also a vocal supporter of Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Whitford has also called former President Donald Trump as a terrorist, proclaiming in January 2021, "The President of the United States is a terrorist." In 2020, the Hollywood actor blamed Republicans for Iran's hostile attitude toward the United States and suggested that the United States replace its soldiers with the children of Republican politicians, which he referred to as enablers. "Bring our soldiers home and put the children of the Republican enablers who brought us to this moment in their place," Whitford tweeted. The actor had lashed out as news was breaking that the U.S. military, at the direction of then-President Donald Trump, had killed Iran's most significant military figure, Qasem Soleimani, in airstrikes in Baghdad. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.